Mike, what conclusions, if any, can we draw about the big play potential of this offense? That was something you wanted improvement in going into training camp after the preseason games. What do you think?
Well, I don't think you can draw any conclusions until we actually do it. You know, I think what happens on the field is the only conclusion that you can draw. So certainly we're trying to get to that point. We've practiced accordingly, but we'll have to – the proof is in the pudding, as my grandmother used to say, but we'll have to see and see what happens.
You kept so much in the holster during the preseason games.
Yeah, you can only keep so much. You still have to play the games, and you do run your core offense. But, you know, they're a good football team, and they're going to anticipate what they're going to anticipate. We anticipate what we're going to anticipate. But, you know, we'll see what happens, and, you know, the evaluation will be at the end of the year, ultimately.
Mike, do you feel pretty comfortable with the starting offensive line the way it is with John Jerry back in there?
You know, I think it's still a work in progress. John's coming off an injury, and you know, getting him back into the fold is going to be huge. He's been out for a little bit, but I'm excited about having him back. We certainly need him back, and I'm anxious for him to get more comfortable in there with the other guys and get more used to what we're doing. So,
four wide receivers on this team. You run a lot of three wide sets. Are you okay with that, or would you like to have a fifth wide receiver at some point?
Well, I think, you know, I think everybody wants one more of everything, you know, so I'll take one more, whatever I can get at any time. But I like the four that we have. They'll serve us well. You know, John's always been able to run pretty good. You know, even when we first got here and he was a little overweight, I never questioned his stamina. His stamina, he ran around, you know, and, you know, his movement suffered a little bit when he was a little bit heavy, but he could run all day long, so that was never a problem, in my mind anyways. But he's in much better shape now. He's actually, to my surprise, he lost weight while he was injured, which most guys don't do that. So I'm thinking about going on IR myself, and maybe that will help. But he's done a good job with being on IR and has lost some weight. And I give him credit because that's hard for a guy that hasn't been able to run around and be out in this heat to lose weight. And he's done that. So it tells you the type of commitment he has, and I applaud him for that.
Recently you said that both you and Joe said that the running back spot was pretty close between Lamar and Daniel. You said you'd rather have a 1-1A rather than a guy who's clearly ahead of the other. Are you surprised there hasn't been more separation between the two?
Not really, because they're different types of backs. I think one offers one thing, the other one offers something else. They're just different dynamics between the two of them. And so I think because they're so different, they offer, as I said, a different dynamic when they win the game. So I think there will be a challenge defensively to be able to put both backs on the field separately.
Mike, what's going to be the key for just the red zone has been a problem, right? Oof. Is there one thing you look at when you talk to your guys to improve it for this season?
You know, we've had some opportunities, Joe, in the red zone. We just haven't taken advantage of them. I mean, that's one thing. You know, I thought I did a good there's a couple games ago. I thought I could have been doing a better job calling some runs down there. I didn't call some good runs. We had to be able to run the ball better down the red zone because people really defend the pass pretty well, and there's just so many defenders up there in those short areas that they make it almost impossible to throw sometimes. So we have to be able to run the football down there and be diligent about that. And if you can run the ball down there, that opens up some throws in the passing game, and maybe you can play past them and get some vacate a window and get some balls in there. But I think all your problems end if you can throw the football. If you can run the football a little bit, it helps everything.
Mike, you said a while back that you thought Ryan would make the biggest leap forward of the second year quarterback.
It's the quote of the year, obviously. You guys won't let me forget that, neither will Coach Philbin.
Why did you feel that way? Do you still feel that way at the end of training camp?
Well, I think that Ryan Tannehill is a diligent, hard, intelligent, competitive man, and I think that every day he walks in this field, he's going to get better. I really do. So I believe in Ryan Tannehill.
Mike, with new
running backs, do you think you'll see as many eight-man fronts as you did last year, especially initially, or will you have to give?
Well, we had a pretty good running back, you know, but Reggie, you know, had respect of his own as well. And we started out running the ball pretty well, and we didn't finish running the ball very well. So, and that wasn't indicative necessarily of just Reggie. I mean, we just didn't run the ball very well. That was a collective effort on our part. But, you know, we have to prove it. You know, we have to prove that we can run the ball in order to determine what they're going to defend. Are they going to defend the run or the pass? I mean, if we're throwing the ball, we're going to better, then we'll get seven-man fronts. If the runner's beating them, we'll get eight-man fronts. So it's hard for me to determine what they're going to do. You know, Arizona, Ray Horton's a great defense coordinator, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of eight-man front against him, which we saw last year, and I'm sure we'll see more of the same.
Mike, can you talk about the tight end position, and specifically if there are plays that you can no longer call because Dustin Keller is not available anymore?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, Dustin has had talent of his own that we certainly enjoyed having, but you know, as one guy leaves, another guy steps up, and you know, I'm hopeful that the other guys are going to step forward and take his spot. There was no guarantee that everybody was going to stay healthy, so you're always preparing for that possibility of happening. You know, he certainly was a savvy player and did some things, but I'm not going to say that he's going to put handcuffs on us because he's not here. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do some things with Sims and Agnew.